George Santos slams New York GOP delegation after his seat flipped blue. By Nick Gilbertson on February 14, 2024. Former Representative George Santos, RNY, slammed the New York Republican congressional delegation in a text message Tuesday night after former Representative Tom Suozzi, DNY, won the seat Santos was expelled from in December, further thinning the GOP majority. In the text to his former colleagues, except for Representative Brandon Williams, RNY, which was first reported by the Daily Beast, Santos wrote he hopes they are happy with this dismal performance from Republican candidate Mazie Melissa Pilip and the $10 million year feudal bullshit cost the party. As of Wednesday afternoon, the New York Times election results showed Suozzi with 53.9% of the vote to Pilip's 46.1%. The result is almost an exact inverse of the 2022 race, where Santos won with 53.8% to Democrat Robert Zimmerman's 46.2%. I look very much forward to seeing most of you lose due to your absolute hate-filled campaign to remove me from Congress arbitrarily, he added. Now go tell the Republicans base what you fucking idiots did and good luck raising money next quarter. According to a screenshot of the text exchange obtained by Semaphore, only Representative Andrew Garbarino, RNY, responded to Santos's message, writing, "Sorry new phone, who dis?" Garbarino did not return the outlet's request for comment, while Representative Mark Molinaro, RNY, told Semaphore nope via text when asked if he had a comment for Santos in return. Notably, House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, and Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, were the only two in the delegation to vote against the resolution to expel Santos from the House in December. Santos trolled those in the New York delegation who voted for his expulsion on X on Tuesday night as well. The vote to expel Santos, which broke hundreds of years of precedent, came after Santos had been federally charged with 23 counts in October that range from conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States to counts of wire fraud to counts of making materially false statements to the Federal Election Commission, FEC, and more. It also came after an investigative subcommittee report released by the House Ethics Committee in November concluded the Santos campaign used donations for Botox treatments, OnlyFans, and lodging in Atlantic City and Las Vegas when he had no official campaign events on his calendar. 105 Republicans vote with Democrats to expel George Santos without a conviction. However, Santos became the first member in the history of the U.S. Congress to be expelled over accusations of criminal wrongdoing. Of the five members expelled before him, three fought for the Confederacy during the Civil War, while the other two were criminally convicted, as Representative Corey Mills, RFL, previously pointed out. Suozzi's win leaves the GOP with a 219-213 seat majority in the House.